This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and this is the CEO Show. We're here today with Anastasia Seebohm. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Robert. How are you?
Good. And Anastasia is the CEO of Quintessentially. It's unlike any company I've seen in the entire world because you deal with the most discerning of clientele. Talk about what your model is.
Yeah, absolutely. So Quintessentially is the world's leading luxury lifestyle group. We are a private members organization, so we look after affluent high net worth and ultra high net worths around the world. We have 65 offices. We have 1,500 employees. And we make sure that every aspect of our clients' lifestyles are organized, on point, and that they are well taken care of.
So let's talk what those aspects are. Now, you do not handle their finances.
Correct.
But you will handle their mail. If they want to get tickets to Hamilton, you can make that happen?
Absolutely. So what we try to do is make life as easy as possible. Our clients, 90% of our audience are CEOs. They own their own businesses at partner level. So they're extremely busy individuals, often leading quite global lifestyles. So we ensure we try and save them as much time as possible, preempt their movements, get to know them. So that can be anything from restaurant reservations through to hand-holding them with their education. Educational process for their children and property purchases. So it really is the spectrum of lifestyle.
Well, let's have an example. What was one of, say, your clients, and what was the request they made of you that you said, boy, this is tough, but let's see if we can do
sure.
It.
Sure. So the everyday is very much restaurants and travel. The boy, this is tough, and you're testing us. So we actually had a CEO of a big investment firm, and he called us, and he wanted a very specific Aston Martin from a James Bond movie, color specifications, all very
exact. He wanted
exact.
The actual one?
He wanted one that was exactly the same, and he wanted it within 24 hours where his jet was landing, and I'm very pleased to say that we pulled it off and we have a very happy member, so yes.
So how do you do something like that? You call up, you have people who are two groups who are super resourceful, who could figure out anything, whatever the challenge is, and then you must have people who just deal with the CEOs and the clients and understand exactly what they like.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been around for 18 years. So over those 18 years and with our 65 offices, we've managed to build really in-depth relationships, both with our members, who we have to have that relationship to understand them and look after them, but also with a whole range of suppliers and contacts. So it really is leveraging our network and connectivity.
So how does someone find out about Quintessentially? Someone's listening in, it's a CEO, and they say, gosh, this sounds of interest.
It's very much peer-to-peer, so almost all of our members are by referral. Yeah, people can apply to join. They can do that through our website, which is quintessentially.com. And that's the main way. It's as with all of these things, it's with like-minded individuals.
Now, I'm guessing a lot of what CEOs want is they want their business run a certain way, and they're perfectionists and want expertise in everything. Are they the same way in what they're requesting of you?
Absolutely, which is why our whole spectrum of team members goes from restaurant specialists to nightlife specialists to art specialists and educational specialists, because everything we're delivering has to be of benefit to our members. So it has to save them time. We have to do some of the thinking for them, preempt their needs. So yes, we have a broad range of amazing people.
Now, I heard a rumor that you guys were ones who actually blocked out Versailles and helped somebody have a party there. Is that true,
the
or is
weird
that just
and
a fake story?
No, the weird and wonderful. We've shut down famous bridges and squares. Yeah, of course we do the weird and wonderful.
You shut down squares and bridges? Seriously?
If there's a life-changing moment in somebody's, going on in somebody's life, we certainly want to try and make that as special as possible, a proposal, an anniversary, a celebration, children's birthdays, whatever it may be.
How many times did they come to you and they say, we need an idea, it's my wife's birthday, help me out? And how many times they say, I have this concept of we're going to do something. We're going to Machu Picchu and we're having a special chef cook for us.
So we will always try and enhance the idea. So even when they do come to us and say, going to Machu Picchu, we'll say, well, how about this? How about this special experience? We aim to do a lot of the thinking, a lot of the creativity. When you're running a business and you're busy and you've got your day-to-day to think about, it's about us doing some of the creative thinking for you.
So most people in the CEO position, they're dealing with discerning clients at a certain level. You have the most discernment.
Absolutely.
Discerning clients. What advice can you give to CEOs on how to have superior client service?
I think it's about the team you build. You ultimately have to have a team that care deeply about their client relationships. So it can't just be a job where you come to work and you leave. You have to have a healthy paranoia of what else could you do, what more could you have done, what had you may not have thought of. So for me, it's all about caring in business.
I like that, a healthy paranoia.
Yeah,
that's good.
Definitely.
Do you have that on a daily basis?
I do.
You don't
sleep
at night? It's
a healthy paranoia is my mantra. As much as it is for my clients, as it is for, we work with many of the big luxury brands around the world, so as much as it is for our clients and our partners, as for my team as well.
So we're after the break, we're going to talk more about your leadership philosophy, but let's stay with the customer experience and client experience. Are there any unique practices that you have of things you do that help you ferret out exactly what someone's looking for? And then any unique practices to brainstorm what would be a great idea?
Unique practices have to be part of the training and development of any organization, particularly, we're a 24/7 service business, so not only do we have 65 offices, but we operate a 24/7 customer service. So it's deep-rooted in our training and development, and it's ongoing and refreshing that. What concierge and lifestyle management services was 18 years ago when we started this business is very different to what it is today. Now it's much more about meaningful experiences. So we have to refresh the conversations that we're having with our team members and learning from our clients, gaining their feedback as well on how they want to use the service and what's most valuable from them.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're speaking with Anastasia Seebohm, who is the CEO of Quintessentially, 65 offices, 1,500 employees, and it is the leading lifestyle organization in the world.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about the personal side of you. Now,
yes.
What brought you into Quintessentially?
I actually read one of our founders did an interview in Vogue magazine, and I was still at college at the time, and I read this article, and I thought, gosh, I wish I'd thought of that idea. It's a brilliant idea. So I chased Quintessentially until they gave me a job, and I haven't, looked back since.
You chased
it. I did. I mean, I absolutely did. I thought it was a brilliant idea. I thought they were absolutely market leaders. I thought it was exciting. There was a white space. So, yeah.
Yeah, and so then you got the job. And how did you move up the ranks?
I've been in the fortunate position of working extremely closely with our founders and with the prior CEO. So I did rise up through the ranks in various positions, from building our partnerships to establishing. We also have a B2B side of our business where we work with luxury and premium brands, offering strategic advice and amazing events and access. So I built out that proposition. And then I moved to the US to run our Americas business for a number of years, and recently, early 2018, took on the CEO role for the group.
Okay, after the break, we're going to talk about how you grew the revenue, but just give a snapshot, we've 1 minute left, of the B2B business, an example of that.
An example of that is we may work with a luxury group that are looking, coming to us to understand how best to engage and retain and acquire new affluent consumers. So because we understand the needs of these consumers, we offer strategic advice, and that may be anything from an insights piece right through to an all-encompassing event and experience. So we really are a counsel to a number of brands.
Well, great. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we're going to find out how Anastasia tripled the business within the first year as global CEO. Back in a few.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO show. And Anastasia, I want to ask you, when you became CEO, you really drove exponential growth. And I know that it's a private company, so there are only certain things you could say. But talk about exactly what you did.
I was fortunate to come to the U.S., which is a really exciting market for us, with huge growth and huge potential. For me, it was about redefining the offering for our members, so taking it away from more traditional day-to-day concierge and into much more meaningful experiences. And parallel with that, growing the B2B side of our business, so choosing, really handpicking the brands that we want to work with that will offer interesting access and experiences to our members as well. So it was really about defining that space, which I don't believe another business is doing, both the direct-to-consumer and the B2B side of luxury lifestyle.
Well, what's interesting to me, I'm in the CEO business, obviously. I have not heard of any organization that does anything like Quintessentially does. It's such a unique value proposition, but it's so needed. And so what you did really is you went more to the roots of taking out the things that could be commoditized and into making things really meaningful.
Absolutely, and I think as our times progress and things become heavily reliant on technology, for us, technology is an enabler. Ultimately, if you are a discerning, busy individual that has businesses and a family, you want a human relationship at the end of the day. You want a trusted relationship. You want to be able to pick up the phone to the person that's been looking after you for the last 3, 4, 5 years. They know your needs, they know your wants, and they will ensure that they make things happen for you.
So let's talk about your leadership philosophy. And I know you're passionate about building this great team. And you have 1,500 people, so that's a lot of people.
It is.
Describe your actual leadership philosophy.
Lots of wonderful cultures in every corner of the world. My leadership philosophy is very much about being human in business. I sway away from the more old school traditional stoic approach. I think it's great for your team members to know how much you care and how passionate you are. And with that comes showing emotion. I think it's also extremely important for your shareholders and your board to understand that, you know, you share their passion and you care about the financial results as much as the brand reputation and everything in between. So my approach would be very much being human in business, not being afraid to show your emotions.
And when you show your emotions, how do you tie this into building your team in terms of how you recruit for your team? Because you have to have the top people if you're dealing with the top CEOs, top wealthy people in the world.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly it. When we talk about recruitment, we tell them the company is extremely entrepreneurial. That's part of our DNA. It's part of what makes it exciting. And some people thrive in an entrepreneurial environment and other people don't. So I think it's really important from the offset to have that approach. And then you get the right people coming along the journey with you, those that are excited by the nature of an organization.
Let's talk about you personally. You are in a position pretty young to be leading a major global entity as important as Quintessentially is. What was a challenge you faced, and how did you overcome that challenge, and what did you learn from that?
Sure. I will actually probably refer to somebody that, you know, a female leader that I find very inspiring, who's Sheryl Sandberg. And actually, I lost my mother. I was given the opportunity of the promotion to come and be CEO of our Americas business prior to the global CEO role. And it was at the same time that I lost my mother. So I think it's about overcoming whatever that challenge is. In my instance, it was grief, and actually throwing yourself into an opportunity. And Sheryl Sandberg has a great book, Option B, that speaks to that. So Option B turned out to be a pretty good...
How do you really manage something like that when you're in this grief and then you say, but I have to deliver?
Yeah, I think I don't think those two things are necessarily interlinked like that. There is the grief, and if you are in an organisation that understands that any personal challenge will include ups and downs, and you have to be in a caring environment, a human environment, I think you have to think ahead and you have to think to the future, and you have to see the opportunity and therefore maximise the opportunity that is presented to you, whether there is a personal challenge going on or not.
So as leader, what's most important on your dashboard? You wake up in the morning, you're managing a company, 65 offices, 1,500 people. What is it you look at and you say, this is what we need to focus on?
I think it's, are our members happy? If our members are happy, then we're doing something right. Is the team happy? Are the shareholders happy? It's a number of different things. The core of our business will always be the members we are looking after. So it starts and ends with them.
And so is there anything else you could talk about in terms of your members and what they're looking for? What are the hottest things right now? What is
free
everyone?
Time.
Free time.
Time.
Not everyone.
Time.
But you just, can't get them that.
You can sometimes. We
How?
Can certainly free up some of it.
Okay.
But I think people... No, I think
you get them the right private jet. Okay, that saves them a little
it's
time.
Or you do some of the thinking. I think time, and actually what we've seen over the last couple of years is meaningful experiences. So actually people want much more meaning to what they're doing. You're not just buying a handbag. You want an experience if you're connecting with a luxury brand. You're not just going on holiday to switch off, which many people do. You're also going to have an experience, whether that's philanthropic, whether that's educational. So it's about having meaning in one's life.
So if there are CEOs listening in, CEOs who want more meaning in their life, talk through how they get involved with Quintessentially.
Absolutely. They can ask to apply on our website. So our website is quintessentially.com, and they can send in an application and show their interest to applying, and one of our team members will be in touch with them.
And how does that whole process work? How long does that take, and what information are they giving?
Sure, it's much more about our team members understanding the individual that they're talking to. What are their lifestyle needs? What level of service would most benefit them? Where they live, where they travel to, and how we can be best use to them.
Okay, one final question. We have a minute left. I read a Forbes article, and full disclosure, I also write for Forbes, and you were called the Queen of Luxury. Talk about that. I'm not sure.
It was a very flattering article. I'm not sure what to talk about being named the Queen of Luxury. For me, luxury is about experience. So it's about offering experience.
And the words you'd add to that are meaningful experience, as you've said.
Absolutely.
With this. Well, Anastasia, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you so much.
And anyone who wants to visit, quintessentially.com.
Perfect.
Robert Reese with the CEO Show Minute here with Jim McCann, CEO and founder of 1-800-Flowers. You're known for great customer service. Give me an example.
We have stories about extraordinary delivery situations where a fellow in an airport, his girlfriend gave him an ultimatum and said, if you don't propose to me by the time I leave for Paris with my family on vacation, don't call me again. Well, at the last minute, he decided this was a good thing and he shouldn't miss out on it. And he asked if we could engineer delivery to Kennedy Airport on Long Island to get these flowers with a proposal to his girlfriend to say that, in fact, he did want to marry her. So we had a delivery guy make a special arrangements with the Port Authority police to get right to the gate with the bouquet, and he knelt down and he read the card message to her while her mom and dad and her sister stood there, and he read the proposal to her, and he had a cell phone in his hand saying, if the answer is yes, I'm instructed to call Richard and put you on the phone with him. So we have photographs of that situation. It was covered by the local TV station because they got wind of what was going on, and it's a great story.
Thanks, Jim. Robert Reese on the CEO Show Minute.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
We'll be right back.
Hello, America. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Lawrence Calcano. How are you, Lawrence?
Good, thanks, Robert.
And Lawrence is the CEO of iCapital Network, which is a slightly different business in that you're, in a sense, democratizing alternative investments. Talk about what the business is.
Sure. Historically, alternative investments have really been the purview of institutions, and that's for a lot of reasons. The minimums are really high in the asset class, $5, $10, $20 million. The process of investing can be complex and cumbersome, and so you need large teams of people to actually make those investments. And importantly, the investments tend to be very long-lived, long-duration, 10-year type investments. And so for all of those reasons, the asset class has really stayed within the institutional community. So what we saw in the marketplace was an opportunity to create the ability for high-net-worth advisors and investors to have a chance to participate in the same asset class, have the same opportunity for returns, for high-quality managers, et cetera. So we built a technology platform that took away all the burdens associated with subscribing for subdocs. We went out and we found institutional quality, you know, the highest performing managers, and made those available for individuals to invest in. We did institutional quality due diligence so that they would have a lot of information from which to make decisions. And then importantly, on an ongoing basis after the investment, we report to them in a way that makes the asset class really easy for them to understand. So the hurdles that existed for individuals, lack of access, lack of information, high minimums, complexity around the process both during and after the investment, we've democratized all of those elements to make the asset class available in an appropriate way for high net worth advisors to offer to their investors.
And one thing you and I have spoken about is that there's about 4,230 companies on NASDAQ and New York Stock Exchange, but there's about 130,000 potential alternative investments. So really, people are playing in this teensy pool, and is that right now? What you're doing is you're opening up the pool.
We're totally opening up the pool, and I think in particular the metrics you're giving, I think over the last decade, the number of public companies continues to shrink. M&A is a driver of that. You know, a slowdown in the IPO markets is not creating the same number of new companies. And so if you're an investor looking for growth opportunities, you know, there's a small number of public companies, and then within that public context is a smaller number of companies are actually providing growth, and as a consequence of that, most institutions are sort of ready investing in those companies, and so they get pretty crowded, potentially expensive. And to your point, if you want growth, the opportunity in the private markets where there are 130 plus thousand companies with EBITDA of 25 million or more, that's a much bigger pond with which to find, you know, great investment opportunities.
So let's talk about from the CEO's perspective. It seems like, you know, you could invest in iCapital Networks $100,000. That's probably a small investment. How does this make sense for CEOs? You know, why are they going to waste their time on something like that?
Sure. So part of democratizing is to make the asset class available for all qualified investors. The reality is while we go down as low as $100,000 so that we give advisors the ability to offer the products to all their qualified customers, our average ticket's probably closer to $500,000. And so for somebody that might have, you know, perhaps more money, there's no reason you have to invest at $100,000. In fact, the average doesn't invest at $100,000. And so for a CEO looking to build a portfolio of the highest quality alternative investments, they can come to iCapital and find a great selection of alternatives, and they can invest in whatever size is appropriate for their portfolio.
Talk about the types of returns that you'll get with the alternative investments.
Sure. So it'll vary by strategy.
And as well. Talk about that.
Sure. So it'll vary by strategy. One of the things that we think is really important is that we give people the ability to build real diversification in their portfolio, just like you'd want to do in your stock portfolio or your bond portfolio. And so critical to that is lowering the minimums, as we've discussed, because no matter what if you have $5 million, you could put $100,000 into five different investments and then build build some diversification in that portfolio. So it's not just the number of investments
you're
you make.
You're enabling diversification.
Yeah, by strategy. So when you come to iCapital, you know, and I think a lot of people think of private equity as buyouts. It's the big buyout firms. And that's certainly an important part of it. But the reality is there are lots of other strategies. There's those larger buyouts. There are small and mid-sized buyouts of smaller companies. There's growth investing, as we talked about before, venture investing. There's credit. There's a variety of different credit strategies. There's distressed investing. And then similarly on the hedge fund side, there are lots of different hedge fund strategies. So when you come to iCapital, you're able to actually build diversity in your strategies as well so that you can find all the different types of investments to build that portfolio that you're looking to build.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Lawrence Calcano, who is the CEO of iCapital Network, and we're talking about a new type of investment. So walk me through, what is it about your technology that enables this to happen? Because I know it's a slightly different technology. You used to work for Goldman Sachs, and you were involved with technology there as well.
Yeah, so one of the key things to our technology is to make an asset class that is very complex much easier. When you think about a lot of the advisors that are using our technology, whether those advisors are independent advisors, whether they sit on a big bank platform, they're small companies. They don't have lots of staff. They're looking to automate. They're looking to, you know, process these investments very quickly. In fact, some advisors, particularly on the independent side, some advisors don't even invest in the asset class because it's too complex for them. So our technology presents investments, gives them an opportunity to learn about the different investment choices they have, and then all the process around completing client information, completing sub-docs, all that's automated so that an advisor, once they decide that a client wants to invest or a client decides they want to invest, the process of investing, you know, is quite automated. And then beyond that, one of the other complexities of the asset class is you don't actually give all your money up front. You give parts of it, and there are future capital calls that you have to make. So we automate that process and make that really easy for the advisors and the investor. So as I said earlier, it's not just about the moment of subscription. That's certainly a big part of it. But throughout the life of the investment, managing capital calls, managing distributions, reporting, you know, this asset class requires a different style of reporting. And so being able to create a reporting platform that makes the asset class really easy for people to understand is a very important part of the technology and how we provide sort of the end-to-end solution for folks.
So in a sense, if we do analogy, there's this island of maybe 4,000, you know, 200 or so companies that people can invest in. If they want to invest in this new island of 130,000 companies, there's a lot more complexity. And what you do is you remove all of the complexity. You help the companies where they could now they could now aggregate 100,000 investments into many, all the reporting, all the elements, you simplify everything, which is opening up this new island of investment.
Yeah, giving them access to the first port of call, if you will, if we're talking about islands, is actually getting access to that island. And right now, a lot of investors don't have access to the island. They don't have access because they don't even know the island exists in some cases.
Right, right.
And they certainly don't know what's on it. And then beyond that, you know, they can't, you know, buy the, to the earlier point of the minimums. The minimums are too high for them to invest in a sound way. And so for a lot of reasons, we're breaking down barriers that that help people get access to that island. And then once they're on the island and they've procured whatever they've procured, we help them understand what they have and how it's performing.
So from a CEO's perspective, how would this work within their company?
So we have actually some large investment companies that are working with us to create a program for them to offer alternative investments to their employees. So you talked about the investment through a CEO's eyes, but that CEO undoubtedly has other members on his or her staff that are perhaps qualified investors that would have an interest in investing in alternatives. And so we can provide a solution almost for that CEO to provide a benefit to other members of his or her team to have access to this asset class. And so we've got people doing that today, and I think that's a pretty important part of you know, how this could be a benefit from an investment standpoint within a company.
You have about a minute left. What is the website if someone wants to go to it?
It's www.icapitalnetwork.com.
I could almost guess that.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, and we're speaking with Lawrence Calcano, the CEO of iCapital Network. When we come back, we're going to talk also about the leadership philosophy of growing this business and insights you have to other CEOs. Back in a few.
There's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Get
the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Lawrence Calcano, the CEO of iCapital Network. Talk about the business. You came in after working with Goldman Sachs. First, any insights that you learned in your career at Goldman Sachs? And I know you've won, if you look at his bio, you've won a ton of awards inside out. What did you gain from there?
So I probably have a couple of things that I will forever take with me as a person, as an executive, and probably the chief among those are culture wins. You cannot build a company like this without building a strong culture and committing to that. I think a lot of times people think about culture as, you know, we're going to make sure we have a plaque on the wall, make sure we have something in our, you know, company handouts to talk about culture. The reality is culture is a collection of thousands of little things you do every single day. That plaque is one of those things.
That's a great, say that again. Culture is a combination of like a thousand little things you do every day.
A thousand little things you do every day, and by the way, you got to say over and over and over again. I think it probably takes, you know, 5 to 10 times repeating the same message for it to really grab hold. But I think that is an ongoing commitment that, it starts with the CEO and the executive team, but if it only stays there, you don't have a culture. You have a cult. What you really need is to have every single person in your company understanding what you're doing, understanding what the mission of the company is, understanding what your values are, and make sure that everybody in the company understands those things. Because if they understand those things, the odds of you achieving your goals and objectives go up immeasurably.
So you have a lot of, I'd say, very smart people. You have people in finance, you have people in technology. Any specific insights on building a great culture in those two arenas?
You know, as I said, it's repetitiveness, it's clarity. And I think that, you know, whether you're building a culture in a group or, you know, a tech group or a sales group, you know, each subgroup has their cultures. But I think it's actually something you want to avoid to some extent, where you have individual cultures forming within a company. You know, you want to have a corporate culture that everybody feels part of. Because the reality is, it's like a football team. You know, if your linemen have their own culture and the running backs and the quarterbacks aren't part of that, or the receivers aren't part of that, you're going to have a breakdown, right? They all have to work together. And so for us, you know, yes, the tech team is focused on a set of things. Yes, the distribution team is focused on a set of things, or marketing or technology or operations. But everybody has to understand, where is this whole team going? What's the finish line look like for all of us? And what role do we play in that? And if you're not sort of thinking and building in that way, with clarity of vision, clarity of objective, clarity of principles, you know, you're sort of risking where you're trying to get to.
Hmm.
Do you have any unique practices that you use to get the team all on the same page? Things that maybe it's just like an I capital way, and you're smiling, so I bet you do.
It's a lot of little things, you know. And you know, as I said before, it's a thousand little things.
Tell me one. We have several hundred thousand
every week
listening in. They want to
every
hear
week,
something.
Every weekend, I send an email to the whole company describing what we did that week. You know, what were the big accomplishments, you know, by group? So the technology group, the operations group, the sales group, what were the big things that happened for those teams that week? And we celebrate the successes. If something didn't go well, I point that out too, and I think that's a really important thing, you know, and this is something I learned early in my career. You know, I think there's a natural tendency for an executive or a leader to try to protect his team. And sometimes information that isn't good, you know, you might knee-jerk into, I'm going to protect the team from that. I'm not going to share what's happening. I don't want them to worry, et cetera. And that, I found over time, is precisely the wrong strategy. Protecting people from the truth, whether it's good or bad, is problematic. Protecting them from myths is what you should be focusing on. But if you share with people what's happening truthfully, when it's going well, when it's not going well, people will find a way to get to success if it's not going well, or to enhance your success if it is going well. And so that's a really key thing, to be, you know, directly, brutally honest with people on how things are going is an essential to you know, building a culture and building a business that thrives and succeeds.
But do you call people out individually, or how do you do that? I get your point about candidness, and that builds trust, and it helps clarify truth. How do you go if everyone knows that one person dropped the ball?
It is rarely the case that one person dropped the ball. If that happens,
I know the running back does. It's actually the block didn't come in right.
It's you know, when something goes wrong, it's typically the product of lots of things that didn't get done. We've had our share of those experiences where, you know, at the moment of the problem, maybe somebody had their finger on the enter button, but the reality is something went wrong 5 steps before that. And that's when you look at a problem and you look at it candidly and you have to rip it apart and figure out where did the problem actually start. It probably didn't start when you found out you had a problem. It started well before that, which is why I say this is a team thing. All this stuff, I am repeating myself in a 25-minute discussion, because
you're saying
that's what we do. Repeating is good. Is that you have to have everybody understanding the processes have to be right. Everybody contributes to those processes. And if something goes well, we all win. If something goes poorly, we all probably contributed to that in some way.
A quick question, because this is a really interesting idea. When you're listening in, you're hearing, communicate to your whole team once a week. I just want to ask you one question. How long is that email?
It's probably, you know, a page long. You know, it had gotten to be 2 pages, and there is definitely, you know, the longer it gets, perhaps for some people it's less productive. So I try to keep it to a full page.
There you go. We've about a minute left. Being a transformative CEO, which you are, what are the core characteristics? Just list a couple of the characteristics.
Culture, client success. We didn't talk a lot about that, but one of the most critical things, I think, in business is focus, maniacal focus on your customer success. If your customers succeed, your long-term future is much more, a higher probability of getting to where you want to be if you focus first and foremost on customer success.
The two most, or one most, transformative CEOs of our time.
You know, Jeff Bezos has been pretty amazing and I credit him, because I am certain he had a vision that looks more like what Amazon is doing today than what Amazon was doing when they started, which was selling books and videos and music CDs. And he's turned that company into something very, very significant. And, you know, I think there's probably a lot more to come from him.
Well, Lawrence, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you. We've been speaking with Lawrence Calcano, the CEO of iCapital Networks, and you just added .com, and you're there. And
yep.
CEOs, remember, focus on culture, not cult.
Thank you.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.